the Flame.
Oh, shit.
Dude, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing fantastic.
Dude, you look fantastic.
Yeah, it's the Weight Watchers. I'm doing the keto.
Hey, that's 1,200 calories a day, I heard.
Yeah, well, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm doing ketosis, which is new.
I also heard that you were into catharsis.
That's something I do on the weekends. But I'm also doing strive to be alive.
So I've heard that. That's like up with people.
Yeah. Well, Bono started it.
Right.
It's a kind of a...
Dude, I feel like Bono starts anything that is confusing. It's like, I'm a part of a foundation for flubbery, blubbery seals that have been mistreated in the city streets of Los Angeles.
They need food and they still haven't found what they're looking for.
So, man, how was your week, buddy? What you been up to? Listen, first of all, before I ask you that, we couldn't get... Last week, for all you 17 members of our Facebook page...
It's less than that.
...and 13 viewers, thank you, for one. Two, we apologize, but it seems that R. Kelly is a complete douchebag... Bill Cosby is a complete douchebag. Yeah. And also, Mike L. Jackson is also a douchebag.
Yeah.
We all knew that going into this. But we called him out last week. Two was so pissed off, he pissed himself.
Mm.
And he was saying things like, I want to punch R. Kelly's tits.
You want to know how big his dick was last week? That was weird. That was a weird
thing. Yeah, dude, because only a man with a micro penis would want a girl that's 13 years old. That's all
true.
I'm saying.
That's true.
If you have a penis that's smaller than a bit off Vienna sausage, then you like women that are 12 years old.
How many bites?
Like one.
Okay.
One. Half of it.
Just checking. No judgment.
But anyways, we called those ass clowns out, and they refused to do the show this week, but we're going to call them out again. R. Kelly, cage match. You and I, we're going to break a pool stick in half, and...
in that ass.
Yeah, and it's at the Cross Center, Sunday. Sunday.
R. Kelly. Cage match to the death.
What truck would R. Kelly come out on? Would be the name of its monster, her, his monster.
Teenage Scandal. Teenage Scandal. Live at the Cross Center, Speedway 95. He'll also be at Underage Barnaby's Night, Summer Fun.
Dude, R. Kelly would have loved
Barnaby's at the Ramada.
Dude, R. Kelly would have been all over Barnaby's.
Dude, he would have loved the Ramada, man. Well, you asked me how the week was. It was turbulent, but I have to speak on something real quick.
Okay.
I want to tell you a story about Bob Marley.
Oh my God. Wait. What did he like one of the videos? Did he like one of the imitations that I did of him?
No, but the Rastafarian Bob Marley, the singer.
Oh my bad.
Now, as you know, I don't smoke as much of the marijuana as I used to. And I had an experience today of, I feel like it was judgment, and then also thievery at the very...
Thievery and judgment?
Yeah, so I've always been, like, I got a gift of a, my lady got me an awesome Bob Marley shirt, and she's great Bob Marley. My first thought was, like, Maynard, it said, like, Dink on it.
Yeah, Fred
but
Dink.
That's okay. It's an actual Bob Marley shirt, you know, the Rastafarian, the classic singer. So I went to the Ocean State job lot today to get this... HDMI cable and some other things that we needed for the show, and I'm rifling through my pockets, and there's a family like in front of me, and they're like, I see this kid, and the kid's like kind of looking at me, giving me like the look, and I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, he's like 13. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, what am I doing? I look down, and there's a huge Bob Marley on my chest. It's huge, like, so I'm automatically, he's like, yeah, I know what that guy's up to. He's 13, right?
Yeah,
cool,
all right,
cool.
So he's thinking, so this hey, kind of, I bet I could buy some weed off this kid in the parking
for
lot.
For sure, dude. Airport Mall? Fuck yeah.
Oh,
you
airport
know
mall?
It's going dizzle around that area.
That's basically okay. Saying I have weed.
So I have the shirt on, you know, I'm feeling some judgment and all this stuff like that. I take out my money, and all of a sudden, I see a 20. I pay with the money. I pay in some twos. Not going to tell you how I got the twos, but I paid in some twos. She scans every single one of them on this machine. Like, they're hundreds. Like, I would count...
Wait, was it like a forensic black light? Was there all kinds of weird cum and stripper jizz on it?
It didn't get that in depth. All it was like, is it real? One, she's like, I don't know if this is real. Anyway, back to my story. I got the Bob Marley shirt on. I get in my car, and I realize I don't have the 20. Okay? So immediately, I'm like, I wouldn't really care, but I'm like, fuck it, dude. I got to figure this out. So I go back and... to the Ocean State job lot. And as she can see me, we're the only ones in the store. She can see me in the horizon, right? And she's going like this. She's doing the head jerk. She's staring at me and I'm staring at her, right? And I can take, like, that's the face of, oh fuck, he's coming back. You know, I took that 20, right? She's staring at me, I'm staring at her, right? I got my Bob Marley shirt on. She's like, he's just a stoner. He doesn't know what
the fuck's going on. He forgot already.
What a dope, you know? And I'm like, Gail, the heat is on. Seriously, I'm like, what the fuck? So I go back. Now, she's behind the counter at the time, right? This is one thing, right? As I am to the front door, she's sweeping over here. Like, what were you? That's suspicious. Am I right? I thought that was weird. Yeah, right? She's over here near the other door, sweeping like.
She pulled the Raiden. She transported.
So I go, ma'am. Did I happen to drop a 20 in here? And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Immediately, I'm like, Gail, do the right thing.
No, I didn't say that.
No, I'm just like, I know. I had it, right? I checked my car. I'm like, maybe I'm being forgetful, but I'm not on the dope, but I got the Bob Marley shirt. So she's just like, I feel like she just went home and was like, psh, he had it coming to him.
Dude, that fucking girl went home. This is what she did. She didn't go home. She went straight to fucking Big Apple, got 4 scratches and a pack of fucking Misty 100s and said, fuck that guy.
Seriously.
Because that's what people do nowadays. There's no fucking such thing as like somebody that's going to be like, hey, sir, here's a 20. In hopes to get, like, if someone did that to me, I'd probably either give him half the money.
Yeah.
Or at least a fucking handshake and a good karma bubble. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I would have given her the rest of the joint.
She should have said, no, I don't have your 20.
No, I wasn't.
But I do need some weed.
I wasn't smoking, but I feel like she just passed that judgment on because of my like, if I had a Newt Gingrich shirt, she'd be like, oh my God, sir, here, take this. Here's the money. Yes, I did pick it up. But because it was a Bob Marley shirt, she was like, well, he's forgetful.
Straight fucking thievery, bro.
Dude, I didn't expect it from the Ocean State job lot. From the business. That many names in the title? She's gonna do. You did me like that, Gail?
Dude,
you're watching this, Gail.
Listen,
do the right thing.
Gail, you work at a place
do
that
the
has
right thing.
The body of water in the title, ocean.
Yep. Yep.
The state, we have 50 of them, plus a couple other ones that aren't states. And you steal 20 bucks from your boy? Come on, man. Ocean State job lot.
Come on. And by the way, if anybody works there, that's great. Tell Gail. She's fucking up.
Dude, speaking of criminals, I got something funny, man. And this is kind of on plan, but I just, you know, I do like the weed. I smoke on occasion when the sun goes down.
Of course.
And I get to thinking of funny-ass shit. And this one thing I saw, and it struck me funny, it was weird Maine laws, right?
Okay.
So I started looking up weird Maine laws. Did you know Section 14-2 violations of full text of the law?
Yeah, I know this one.
No per... What?
Oh, fuck with you. No, I have no clue what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
No person...
It was so in-depth. You think I was going to be like, oh,
yeah. If you want to recite it...
Okay, Grisham. Get on to it. What do we got here?
No person shall be intoxicated, disorderly, and engage in any form of gambling or commit any act of constituting a nuisance on the airport.
In the airport.
So I got to thinking, fuck that, man.
What do you mean?
Like, I can't, what, you and I, if we got a layover, we can't break out some cards, play some spades, put some money on it?
Not according to Bangor International Port.
Well, you and I can't take the dice out, play 4-5-6 on the fucking countertop of five rubbers.
Skip it, 4-5-6.
Like, what the shit, man? That's bullshit.
That dice
what else can I do in the airport?
Yeah.
I already have to take all my clothes off, shave my body hair.
Gonna pay $13 for a hoagie.
Repeat all my third cousins on my mother's side.
Glass full of ice.
I need a set of left-handed golf clubs.
Motherfucker, I'm going to Chicago. Get me drunk, please. Help me out. But I'll tell you one thing. Don't be playing any solitaire. Solitaire? Is that even that?
Solitaire.
This chick comes over and says, sir, are you solitaire right now? It's section D-.
What I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. So there's more sections, right?
Yes. Well,
so this one thing that really bothered me is when you read it, it says, no person shall be intoxicated.
So you can be sober and
so
you can have a full gambling ring in the waiting area.
I am going to roll out my green felt and start dealing cards as long as we're not drunk. I want to see what happens.
Well, you know, this is why it's so horrible that Gail did that to me is because there is actually a playset roulette wheel at Ocean State Job Lot. I almost got it. I didn't know what I'd use it for, but I saw it and I'll never go back because of you, Gail.
Do.
You just ruined a $7 sale. How's that? Tell your manager that.
If you like to gamble, yet the casino always takes your money, come to Too Fat. come to Too's Basement Casino. Started from Ocean State Job Lot Clinko Machine.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, that'd be fun, man.
What? Is there any? That's just one? You just know one? Is there any more other crazy ones?
I got a couple. Oh, we'll get back to it. I just want to tell you that there's some weird-ass fucking laws out here, and I don't like them.
Yeah, that one is just in an airport. Really?
That's what it's
so specific.
Well, you know, there's another one here, I guess. Let's
So wait, I can just go to Playland Adventures and do it? Well, they need to be more specific as to where I can do this and where I can't do this. That's crazy.
Here's one that really pissed me off, and I can't even believe this. And this is the law summary. This isn't the exact law, but it says, no person may roller skate on a sidewalk.
Wow, really?
Straight street, man. You gotta roller skate on the street.
Yeah, that's so dangerous.
That's what I'm saying.
And by the way, I would look at somebody on the street and go, look at that jackass. He's just following the law.
Yeah, following the law. He's got his arm up while his legs are like kicking. He's probably gonna kick the side of an oncoming car. Yeah, I don't get it.
Only on the road.
Yeah, dude, it pisses me off. You know what I hate about lawmakers? They make law, and they don't check with us. And by us, I mean the people that don't know who the fuck's making the laws and at what time. Like, you need to... I feel like if there's a law to be made, like, no roller skating on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
It should be like, you know, I grew up in a small mill town where at 9 o'clock in the morning and at 9 o'clock at night, it was a big foghorn that went... It jumped the piss out of you if you were walking by the fire department, right? Jumped the piss right out of you. It should be like that. It should be like... You can't roller skate on the sidewalk unless you come to the town office at 9 o'clock on Thursday and vote against it. For fuck's sake.
We want you in the streets, Fruit Booters. So my buddy used to call him fucking... He was a skateboarder. He was like, fucking Fruit Booters, dude. Travis Fusco. Fucking Fruit Booters, bro.
Fruit
Booters. Yeah, I don't know. I was like, whatever, man. Yeah, whatever. Teach yourself. I watched that movie, Brink, and I'm still inspired. I'm fat. I'd never do it, but I bought a pair. Goodwill usually has cheap ones, so my mom went over and got those. That was... Thank you, Mom. And she was... Whatever.
Are you old enough for Happy Wheels?
Those are his dream. That's his dream. She never taught. She didn't sound like that. But I was like the very end of skate scene, and then...
Oh, skate scene.
And then great skates.
Oh, well, yeah, great skates.
And I'm performing. Someone stole my WooWear hat there, and I'm still pissed about it.
I was... Jesus, man. Yeah. You've been this justice.
Dude! First, someone steals my WooWear hat that my mom didn't even want to buy me. She barely bought it for me. She's like, what's WooWear? I'm like, it ain't nothing to fuck with, Mom. I know this. So she gets me the hat. I go to Great Skates that night, ready to celebrate and show off my WooWear hat. I put it in a locker. Gone.
Unreal. Listen, I feel like bad things come in threes. When was the WooWear thing?
17 years ago, 18 years ago?
Yeah, and now this with the $20 bill, like, what the fuck's next?
Yeah, seriously.
Anyways, get back to the show, guys. We Josh Moulton's on vacation. God bless him.
Yes, he's at Coachella.
He's at Coachella, but we want to shout out to Queen City Cinemas as usual. Thank you, Queen
Amazing.
City Cinemas. Hey, anytime you want to come play a game, they got some great food, some weird beers.
Some fucking weird beers.
They got a bunch of friggin' games, too, man. Like,
yeah.
Like I said, I'm still waiting for anybody to take me on in the Madden at 11 o'clock on Mondays. I'll fuck anyone up. I've already said that.
Oh, my God.
I've said it once, twice, and now third show three times.
Yeah.
So, please, Queen City Cinemas. I'll even be the Browns.
Anybody wants to try to fucking wits with me, match my wits on Lego 3 Batman? Don't do it, because I know all the buttons.
All of them. He does.
I played Fortnite for an hour and a half one night. I'm not to be trifled with. I'll build a wall around myself.
Well, anyways, Josh is here today. So we do have a fill-in weird beer guy, which I'm really excited for. Mike Toll, the pseudo-mayor of Bangor, is here tonight. We have this cool little thing, little device called the Weird Beer Detonator. When I detonate this, Mike will come in flying with some weird beers.
Some weird beers.
Yeah, so...
A lot of stuff. Is there any more? Do you need one more of those things?
You want another law?
Yeah, I'd love it. That's so crazy. So crazy to me.
Pisses me off.
Honestly, real quick though, I just feel like that's a fucking shitty excuse for whatever... Sorry, I guess the whole state of Maine. To go, we're not going to work that hard on the sidewalks. But we have so many fucking issues in the road that we can't fix that we don't even want you rollerbladers being on the side of the road for you to fucking complain about it. That's the craziest part about it. It's like, our roads are going to be shitty. Our sidewalks certainly aren't going to be up to par for inline wheels.
Dude, so this one, all right, this one kind of hits home to me, and it's not that funny. It's not going to blow you away, but I have a really good caveat story.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it after. But this one, in Freeport, okay, this is at Freeport Law.
Yeah.
Freeport, yeah. Mercury thermometers may not be sold in the city. So you can't get, like, an old school mercury thermometer. And I thought about instantly, dude, I don't know if I'm going to show my age right now or my hickness.
Okay.
But my mom used to have stuff for, like, injuries. Like, when you get cut, mm-hmm. It was called mercuricome.
Holy fuck.
It was mercury. You literally put...
Who saw that? Crumb flumbus?
Dude, it's fucking up north, man. It's like, I fucking cut my hand, man. Fucking hurting, dude.
Jesus.
Mom's like, fuck, shut up. Put mercury on it.
Mercury on it.
Well, it was called mercuricome.
But there was mercury in it?
Yeah, and they took it off the market because you were fucking entering mercury into your bloodstream. Yeah. So, don't go to Freeport and buy a mercury thermometer.
Here's the craziest part about... Here's what I think. It strikes me as odd, right? No other town in Maine at all? Was there an outbreak of people in Freeport going, oh, just douse them on it?
No, I'm on dumblaws.com.
Okay.
So that's what I stumbled upon.
But only in Freeport.
Well, no, it just says...
I thought there was like this breakout. The name of Freeport was like, that's it. Put my goddamn foot down.
These are just like...
Put my damn foot down.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what
no
it is.
No more murder. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And in Waterboro, dog leashes may not be over 8 feet in length. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I want the town horn to,
wow, dude.
No dog leashes over 8 feet. That's all I need.
That's what you do.
I'll be doing it on town. 10:23. You want to get some weird beers going, baby? What do you think?
Some weird beers, yeah.
Alright, let me see if Mr. Mike Toll is available. Holy shit, he appeared out of nowhere!
Get in here.
Come on. You need to zip up to the mic with us.
Am I not?
Yeah, selling hot dogs.
All right.
And selling hot dogs.
No, you said zipped up.
So what's up, Mr. Mike?
Nothing. I appreciate you guys having me.
Dude,
I appreciate it.
You are, tell us a little bit about yourself, and I don't want to know that, you know, you used to own the poorhouse.
Oh, well, we all
and
know.
Own Gold's Gym. I don't want to know that. I want to know a couple things.
I got two different color eyes, Blake.
You're
right. I do.
Nice. Oh, I'm staring into the water right now.
Yes. It's not red and white. It's brown and green, but yeah.
Brown and green, too fat. What do you think that means? Is that a sign of great knowledge?
Well, I think it means that you're well versed with the ocean.
Oh, state.
Yeah.
Job.
Lot.
Gail.
I'm just pissed. All right. I'm sorry. I'm bitter about Gail. I can't get my mind off of it, man.
So what's going on? What do we got for weird beers today?
I couldn't tell you. I was handed those two beers outside, and I got a little backstory.
Outside of the whole, out in the street. That's the best part about it. He just literally saw
that. I don't know. You know, I don't want to say I'm glad Josh was gone, but I got a chance to step in with you two and use my knowledge finally to, I mean, kind of... Beer aficionado.
Yes, he's had a lot of them, folks.
Oh.
We're in good hands tonight.
Cuppy few.
So before we start this, I gotta ask you, what's your favorite beer of all time?
Of all time.
And you, and not, doesn't have to be your favorite tasting or what you drink the most of, what you can't live without.
Ooh. Mine's Truly.
It is. What flavor? Pomegranate.
Whatever that one you had in your fridge that day.
Pomegranate.
Jesus, that was refreshing. Never had. Okay, sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
It's an
acquired taste. I can't do the spiked seltzers. It's a little too... It dances on my tongue too much for me, you know? It's too sweet. I'm a big fan of the Allagash Hoppy Table. It's about 4.2%. It's aromatic. It's an IPA, but it's not strong. It cleanses well. I'm really proud of the Allagash product, and that's a Maine product. I'm not being part of
that. Yeah, shout out Maine. You know, well, that's the one thing he said. It's an IPA, but does it have a strong IPA finish? Mm-hmm. That's what I like.
Now that runs
like a strong, like some of those IPAs are like.
I can't do. I get bitter beer face. And
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Was that Keystone? Was that a Keystone ad?
That might have been a Keystone ad. Bitter beer face. Yeah.
Well, that, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, I'm gonna look up some things. That runs. That's actually from the Allegash River, right? It's just flowing into it.
It
and then
part
that,
of
and
it
then
is
filtered
at the source.
And then I believe they put hops and barley. I think I checked out a site. It was all about 3 minutes. I didn't really research this, but I'm ready to actually taste the weird beer.
And this is a weird beer first.
Listen,
I'm calling this. Since the weird beers are two,
okay,
we do not touch our lips to it. We chug it gentleman style.
Yeah.
Old school. Above the mouth. No lippage touching.
Now.
I love you guys, but I don't want to kiss.
No, no, that's fine. Stone Cold Steve Austin style.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The rattlesnake! The rattlesnake is here! 316! Hold it 316 degrees over your face and drink it!
Drink that beer, you candy ass!
Okay, cool.
Alright, so sweet. I'm gonna start us off. Let's do the smaller one first.
Okay.
So the weird beer number one.
Yes.
I'm gonna let the foam settle so I can get a good chug, Mike. Is that a good proper technique?
That is good. Aerate, I believe, is the proper nomenclature.
Yes. The proper nomenclature. Too fat. Are you fucking taking notes? We have a real aficionado here. We need to let it aerate.
Here's how late I am on this. I was trying to find the beer theme. I'm like, we're past that. What am I doing?
What are you doing?
We already got past that.
We need a beer theme.
There you go. Get on it.
Ooh.
Okay.
First word that comes to my mind is refreshing.
Okay, here's my, before I even sip it, am I going to like it?
No.
Okay.
You are not. It's not truly.
It's not. And you,
stop. It's not just
words out of my mouth. It's not. It's not truly. It's what beer drinkers drink when they are drinking beer.
Yep.
Now,
what do you think? See, now this is important for the segment.
Yeah.
It's your initial words and your initial thoughts. What do you think?
It's like nutmeg and balls. I don't know. It's not anybody we know, right, who made this beer. I'm running into these issues where every time it's like, oh, no shit, that's my cousin, but nutmeg and balls. Maybe not so much balls, but it's, man, that's nutmeggy, right?
Okay, so since it always, with this segment goes, least knowledge, mid knowledge, most knowledge, usually with weird beers,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw this out there. It's a session ale.
What the?
That's what I'm saying. Because it tastes like an IPA, but doesn't have the big ass, the old jowl grab. Like, you know what I mean?
So, no. First impression, no. Not one you'd go back for. But you just... two things. When you first taste it versus swallow it, and then after the air hits your tongue... What do you get after that? What do you get for the effervescence?
Dude, every time we do this, right, everybody goes, oh, hey, what's going on? What are you tasting? What's it like? It's always tree bark. It's always like a different variation of some sort of fucking tree bark for me. And the crazy bearded men, no offense to either one of you.
I'm not taking it.
Or myself, but I just feel like there's a bunch of bearded men who are like, that's my flavor. That's my flavor right there.
Like you're...
Hell yeah!
Like maybe you're not...
Oh, the roasted chestnuts and the motherfucking hickory bacon. I'm good, dude. I just want to have the effects of the beer, not so much the savory. I get it. I do get it, but every time it's trees for me.
See, and...
Can we go one more time?
Come on, take a big chug. There you go. Give it a good college try.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go out and say I'm gonna say that it's either a session ale or it's a very low hopped IPA.
Let's uncover it because we got more. Or are we gonna uncover both at the same time?
Nope. We're gonna down this and then we're gonna talk about it and then we'll crack that one and down that one.
So as you're finishing that off, Flav, what I want to say is not to get a little too into it, but some triple row hops is what you should actually be saying is what you're tasting.
Okay.
Now it's probably from the Motor Mount region of Northern California.
The Motor Mount region.
It's something that is to be desired, and it probably an early December that was put into a can.
That was awesome. Really trying to show his inner Josh here. I love it. Shout out to Josh at Coachella. Hanging out with Mary-Kate and Ashley Holson.
So I'm gonna let the man reveal.
Okay.
Weird beer number one. We have a Red Hook IPA.
Ah, the flame!
Longhammer IPA. It's a dry hopped IPA.
Dry hopped.
Dry humped. Listen, funny story. I went to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash, which is right by Red Hook. It's in Red Bank. I got dry humped.
Is this really?
I got dry humped.
Red Hook, Seattle, Washington, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Portland, Oregon.
Nice. Very cool. Hey, shout out to Portsmouth. Hey, man, I gotta tell you, that was fucking tasty.
6.2%, and the dry hop gives you more drinkability.
That's why it tasted like an IPA, but it didn't have the...
They didn't have the bitter beer, the... Yeah, I like your jowls comment.
Yeah,
spot on.
Look at this behemoth.
It's a big one.
Ooh. You know, I see a lot of people carrying cylinders like that by my house. I see cylinders that size in Outer Ohio Street a lot.
All right.
Probably, if this is a natty daddy, I don't fucking love it.
Probably got it, Tom T's.
Tom T's.
That's the thing. Listen, the only thing that we did to school Mr. Toll here is that he said that it's always a rich, you know, healthy beer that's going to... Really, the craft. We're going for the craft stuff. So, that, you know, this has to
63% of beers right now are craft beer.
Wow! Jesus. Knowledge dropping, dude.
Knowledge with a K.
Josh is gone. It's Toll's job. I'm calling it right now.
Ooh, I scorned myself when this.
You gotta get
good
in your mouth, bro.
Oh yeah.
How'd that taste, bud? Pretty good. I don't know. Savor it.
Yeah.
I think you don't say another word. Bask in it until you come back around.
Okay.
Bask in it. See what you see? It bask in it.
It's... Okay, hold on. You're right. Raspberries. Again. Raspberries and tree bark.
You've seen how wine enthusiast sommeliers...
Okay.
You see how they do. They take their time and because it's just a whirlwind of emotions when you're trying something, whether it's the darkest of the dark or the lightest of the light. You can't rush... The band is they're great. You can't
rush the band. They're great.
They're great.
Listen, I can say one thing about this beer.
Yeah.
I've had it before. In fact, I've probably had 1,000 of them. That's what it tastes like. I couldn't tell you what it is, but I know I've had it.
I'm gonna try to get it in my mouth this time.
But describe that taste you've had 1,000 times.
I'm gonna say that it's a... It's either... Excuse me, Mom. Sorry.
Sorry, my mom, too.
It tastes like beer dye. Or it tastes like beer pong. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It tastes like I've partied with it before. Oh, dude, it does taste like it comes out.
I'm going to go and say that this is a rich brown. Or a pilsner, or a other word that you said last week.
I like the stout up on the aromatic.
Yeah, I think it's stouty.
The body, the tannins, the effervescence,
the
hops. I like that you're picking up on all that. That shows knowledge.
Yeah, you are. You're really coming into your own here, episode 3.
I guess that's what they're trying to make me do. I don't know. I'm not a beer guy. I'm not a beer guy.
But this is a really, really good, well-brewed craft beer. It's good. It's good.
I've got it tastes like fucking college, man.
What I like about beer and wine and food is just everybody's palate is so different.
Get on it.
Everybody's palate is just like a weird beer shirt.
Oh, you do? Whoa.
Oh, El Presidente.
Wearing a beer shirt. Shout out to, I guess I got it at home. Myself, wearing a weird beer shirt.
Dude, I love, have you ever had El Presidente?
No.
Oh, it tastes like vacation. See, I feel like every time I describe a beer's taste, it tastes like something or somewhere. You know what I mean? It tastes like somewhere. And this tastes like goddamn college. It tastes like fucking beer dye. I feel like throwing the dye around.
Nice.
Kerplunk! Or plunk!
12 feet.
Or plunk.
Have you seen Roomba beer pong? The Roomba
thing?
That's
cool. Off the edge, yes.
That's cool.
I love
By the way, you know, that's just another example of fucking computers taking people's jobs.
I've never played
taking the table's job. Yeah, table's like, what do I do now?
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
They're taking
can
over.
We just, can we check it out? Can we?
Yeah, well, I think it's. Yeah.
You got this.
Uh-huh.
Beer fishing out of. I'm going to say it is a high ridge, salt top. probably, I don't know. I don't know. What's Tyson Lowe's company? It's probably a Tyson Lowe beer. I like him. I enjoy him. It's probably a BBC, because you guys are always trying to give me the weird craft stuff. It's probably a BBC Old Maid's College.
Old Maid's College. Okay, so
I'm making the guess right now.
All right, here it comes. Drum roll.
Weird beer number two.
Oh my fucking god.
Fucking Spinadu.
Blue Ribbon.
Oh, wow. How did I not guess that? That's actually one I've had before.
I nailed it on the fucking head. It tastes like college. It tastes like beer.
It's just different because is there another label that's...
No, that's it. That's what you... That's
that's it.
Well, that'll teach you to not grab a beer outside the Whoopie Pie Cafe.
But it was... I'm embarrassed. I felt like I should have honed in on that a little more. The tannins were talking to me and...
Mike, on average, how many of those have you served in your life?
None of that size.
Yeah, thank God. That's only on Ohio Street.
The 16-ounce kind, a lot. A lot. Shout out to Arnold Jameson.
Arnold.
A lot.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Big for the boobah. Boobah too.
7:38 in the morning.
Poor kid. What an awful job for a guy that likes to chug beer like Arnold. Like, here I am, 5 a.m.
I love the guy, and honestly, I think he doesn't get enough credit by going, holy shit. And I don't want to go ahead and out him, but he has a couple sips of things sometimes. And he's just a champion, dude. He just literally wakes up. It's like,
I don't know how.
7 in the morning. I saw him at some point. We shut, you know, hey, high five. And what's going on?
Except for you hadn't gone to bed.
And he goes,
and he was going to
and
work.
He comes up, hey, shitty mashup you're playing. I'm like, hey, thanks, bud. NSYNC and fucking Drowning Pool. He's like, not cool. Anyway, I'm like, what's up, dude? And then 7:03 in the morning. All right, there are a lot of things going on. What's the weather today?
I know. And he doesn't sound like he's got the beer.
And Mark's on there, and you can tell he had a couple drinks. It's great. I love myself some Arlen.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for coming
thank
on,
you,
dude.
Guys,
we really appreciate you. And I'm going to put the vote out right now. Right, I'm not going to do it underneath your eyes, but listen, the horn's blowing. Mike Toll's filling in every time. The truck man Josh isn't here.
9 o'clock horn from the hometown.
It's
different.
It is, but I want to...
Roll it right over in the street.
I want to incorporate that into our daily lives here in Bangor. Thank you again, Mike.
Thank
Take the remnants, buddy. Take
will,
the remnants.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. That's Mike Toll, everybody. And if you don't know, the best gym in the city is Gold's Gym.
Gold's Gym. And you should
be a member if you are not. Him and his wife run a great place.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mike. Be good, buddy. Be good. Two, I'm first of all impressed with your taste buds lately.
Yeah, I should have guessed that was just cheap. Weird, like, horrible. Ah, man.
You guessed it was a brown. You guessed that people
are
brown.
But isn't it all brown? I've never seen a fucking blue beer, dude. I mean, if that's the criteria for being half good at beer guessing, then yes, I am an aficionado as well. But no, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, I just...
You're getting it.
No one's kidding me. Like, check out this purple stout. I've never... By the way, why isn't that happening? They made purple ketchup. Get on it.
Come on.
So real quick, before we get into anything else, we did get some interviews, and we threw them in the trailer, and I hope that you saw that and you enjoyed it. We're going to go ahead and release all of the interviews, probably maybe independently this week, or we'll do it next week, but we do have some interviews from Bill Cosby, from R. Kelly, and I can never remember the third person. Who is it?
Jimmy Jackson.
So Michael Jackson's on
the show. Heal the world.
Trying to start something.
So there's somebody that I played football for a lot of years. I'm almost 40 now, so those years were well beyond me.
Copy view.
Yeah, but there was a person that in the history of people that have committed egregious crimes on innocent people,
mm-hmm.
there's one person that I want to fuck up the most.
Who?
Mr. Sandusky
yeah.
from Penn State.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the craziest part. I'm sure you have some knowledge. I only know a tiny slice just from what Al Pacino taught me in that movie.
Listen, I want...
Hoo-ah!
No,
pull your pants down! Hoo-ah!
Listen, Jerry Sandusky.
Okay.
I'm calling him out.
Yeah?
I want him to come on the show. I want to ask him a few fucking few hard-hitting questions. Like, where the fuck do you get up? No,
we know where he gets off. That's who.
I want to know
yeah.
how bad he's getting it in prison. That's what I want to know. That's one question I'm going to
yeah.
ask him. If he's been bitched, I want to know if he has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I want to know the commissary situations. Does he have to give it to his bitch?
Hmm.
I mean, to his owner. He's the bitch.
Yeah.
I want to know if he's getting a commissary.
In a perfect world, he's getting the runaround.
I just want to say this to R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, and Bill Cosby are innocent and proven guilty, and we're proving them guilty right now.
And also...
And Jerry Sandusky, you're proven guilty.
And fuck Kevin Spacey.
And fuck Kevin Spacey.
Because he might not have done a whole lot of Sandusky things, but you can't just go around the set touching intern who might be... You know, don't be touching penises. Don't be saying, come into my thing. Also, Louis C.K., why are you making fucking people watch you jerk off? It's the most...
Louis!
What
so
are you doing?
Louis,
I loved
it. You're so fucking funny.
I loved it.
And now you're touching people, dude.
He just goes, did you see the set? Like, yeah, okay, come to the trailer. Are you coming to the trailer with Louis C.K.? And I'm sure these women are like, oh my God, he's such a legend. You know, all the things he's done, and he's a stand-up legend. And then he's like, so... Watch me jerk off. What? Like, where, how do you get
How do you get there?
Yeah, dude.
First of all, how do you go from, I'll sign this, to your pants down, dick in hand, and erect. How do you get there?
I have never, ever once hear a girl go, like, you know, hey, I'm looking for a guy. Looking for a classy guy. Looking for this and that. But he also has to be able to be comfortable with jerking off in front of me. I've never, ever heard. That's never been a request.
No.
In my home life, in my family, hey, hun, what are you doing later? Maybe thinking about putting some Hulu on and sitting on the edge of the bed and making me watch you jerk off? That's so fucking awkward, dude. And you know what? Probably the least harsh of everything we're going to talk about.
Sure, but still, egregious.
I already had the interview.
Shame!
I have the interview with R. Kelly. It's done. I've seen some of it. It's
ridiculous. I want to
see
him up, too.
There's Michael Jackson, we have that, you know, all that stuff.
See, Michael's tough for me.
I think if I make the right calls, we can get Sandusky, we can try to get, you know...
Out of everybody that does egregious things, I don't want to give Michael Jackson a pass, but come on, man.
Jamone! Seriously. Real quick, before we even talk about, you know, or next episode, we're going to bring up, you know, these interviews, and we're going to see what they have to say. But before I do that... if you've seen Finding or Leaving Neverland or you've seen any of these things, and then afterwards there's an Oprah special, which, by the way, she just took back. She's like, never mind.
When you're rich.
You get a rebuttal. You get a rebuttal. And I'll take it back. But the Jackson family made a rebuttal documentary. They... Like the real documentary, Found a Foreigner. This one happens to be a Kiwi or a person from New Zealand, which, you know, shout out to New Zealand if they're watching. Shout out to our fans in New Zealand.
Ukalaku.
I don't know the haka,
dude. That's the All Blacks. Like, that's a rugby team that does that chant.
I love it.
Talk about fucking intimidating.
I pissed my pants with a bunch of people hawking around me. So... they made a documentary of the Jackson family. I watched it. So they got a foreigner, somebody of foreign descent to narrate and stuff like that, just like the real documentary. That's number one. Number two, they made it a half an hour, not 4 hours, like the real one, a half an hour. They're like, we can get our truth out in a half an hour. Don't worry about 4 hours. And then, instead of getting somebody reputable, because there are a lot of people that still say he's innocent, it's on YouTube. That's the platform.
Yeah.
So I watch it, and I'm seeing it, and then right off the bat, it's like, hey, here's some of my family, all right? Here's my lawyer. Here's this and that. the people that were on the documentary, it was almost like you couldn't get anybody else. Like, they showed celebrities, but they couldn't find one celebrity to get on there and go, Mike is innocent.
Yeah, no. Because and I know what you're going at with this.
Why?
It's like, if it's just family members and people with fucking motives,
yeah,
then how is it believable?
Listen, R. Kelly 1,000% did it. Bill Cosby 1,000% did it. There are still a hint of speculation about Michael Jackson. I'm trying to heal the world. But here's the thing, like, come harder with a documentary than that.
Give
like,
us some proof.
Dude, get Diana Ross on there, right? She's still, get her old ass and shit.
Michael's my baby love.
Anybody.
My baby love.
They couldn't get a celebrity. They couldn't get anybody.
No.
It was Michael's family. It was his lawyer, which I'm sure got a lot of money. I think maybe the guy in the studio, which I don't know if he was there all the time. Get somebody else.
Yeah, seriously.
Because listen, there's still a 3% doubt in my mind that he did it. Because I get it. There's some money hungry people accusing him of shit, and it's whatever. They've asked for money in the past. The PBR company. They've asked for money in the past. I get that. There's been some flip flop on some of the stories, right?
Right.
Which, by the way, one of the biggest ones is that he was had stuff done to him at the train station, but the train station wasn't built then. But he still has pictures of him and Michael standing near the train station. So, it doesn't matter if an abuse happened. Like, dude, maybe he forgot what year it was. Dude, the guy's traumatized. That's your big smoking gun?
Seriously.
He didn't know, oh, well, it wasn't built yet. Who the fuck? It's still a picture of me standing outside of it, and I say that happened. What? Who cares if the year was wrong?
Exactly.
So that, you know, all that stuff. There's so much more I feel like they could have put into that documentary that would make me go, wait a minute.
To give him a chance in your eyes of being innocent.
His niece, like, dated Wade Robinson, who was on there once. And she's like, yeah, you know, he is kind of money hungry. And he used to lie to me. Oh, is that it? That's it, dude? That's your smoking gun? He used to lie to me?
Jesus
Christ.
Enter every relationship ever.
Jesus.
Except for you, honey. I never lie to you unless it's about golf. You already know how much weed I smoke. Yes. I don't need to lie to you about that.
Shout out to Tiger Woods.
Hey!
Real quick, why? So there's a lot of stuff going on with Tiger Woods, right? And he's this and he's that and he's this and that. People are sharing very happily that he won. It was like the nation forgot. Like, good for him.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, what people don't realize about Tiger Woods is everybody says, you know, MJ revolutionized the NBA and Ken Griffey Jr. or Barry Bonds or whoever revolutionized baseball.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods not only revolutionized golf, he revolutionized the market for golf.
Mm.
There was zero people watching fucking golf.
Yeah.
Until Tiger Woods came along. Yeah. When Tiger Woods came along, he brought with him billions of people that fucking love golf because he actually brought a human element to golf that no one has ever brought. Usually it's like, here he is at the 11th tee. He's taking a look. Like, Tiger fucking makes a putt. Tiger screams. And Tiger pumps his fist. He gets the crowd into it.
Yeah.
So, but
Tiger fucks a girl from Applebee's.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We can't talk about
that. No, we can't. 100%. But Tiger, here's the thing with Tigers. Tiger already has fallen from grace. Tiger went from the biggest sport athlete, arguably, in the history of sports to the lowest degraded athlete in the history of sports.
And then, now
the fucking rise of the Phoenix.
He is the Robert Downey Jr.
Dude, he's the Robert Downey Jr.
Of golf. Seriously. Top of his game. And then everybody's like, wait, he did some coke and fucking crashed his car and all this sort of stuff?
Never mind,
Robert Downey Jr.
And he makes Iron Man! And that's what's great about doing a Marvel
show. Everyone forgot about all the shitty things that Robert Downey Jr. did.
And it's the same with Tiger. But all Tiger did for shitty things was cheat on his wife.
Shitty. Now, I feel like in the public eye and what's going on lately, a lot of people, and we're going, how egregious, how horrible. Especially to Louis C.K. Watch me jerk off in front of you or
stop
else.
Stop jerking off in front of people
or else. Get in my trailer. Jesus. I feel like people were going like, they heard he won, which I don't know much about it, but he heard he won, right?
Yep.
And then they go, oh yeah, Michael's doing this stuff with the kids, and Louis C.K. is making people jerk off in front of them, and fucking...
Yeah.
So like, you know what? We're going to give Tiger a break.
And you know why?
All he did was cheat on his wife, which by the way is horrible, but he's not doing anything else that the public's doing.
Well, here's one thing. This is the funniest part. Like, I've watched the Tiger saga. I love playing golf. I suck. I've played all my whole life, and I still suck.
Yeah.
Tiger is... Okay, so what happened was with Tiger was he had a really, really bad back injury. He cheated on his wife. The wife took the golf club to the car. All that shit.
She got some money, though, real quick. She got a lot of money, right?
Oh, my God. You think Tiger paid for it? He had to give her fucking $6 million. I'm not saying it was right. All I'm saying is she isn't fucking hurting. She's fine now.
Yeah.
And the kids are back by his side. If you want to watch this weekend, the kids are back by his side.
I saw his dad hug him and then transition.
But where Tiger really fell off was he got addicted to painkillers. Much like everybody else.
Prince.
He got hurt. He was advised to take pain medicine.
Yeah.
He got addicted.
Yeah.
And then this is when we see one of the funniest things I've ever seen out of a fucking athlete.
Okay.
Even Dennis Rodman didn't hold a candle to anything Dennis did.
Okay.
Fucking Tiger.
You see double team with John Clyde Van Damme?
Dude, I love that fucking
movie. Fucking love it. Sorry, go ahead.
So what happened was...
Doesn't hold a candle, double team.
He was fucking losing feeling in his legs. And he at this point, he was the worst golfer in the PGA Tour. Like, he couldn't fucking even make a cut. And by making a cut means you only get to play 2 days.
Oh, I know, man. I hit with his bills. Like,
No, he's always had... But actually, Nike dropped him for a little bit or some shit. I don't fucking know. Don't look for facts in this show.
No.
Anyways, fucking Tiger... gets all fucked up on pills, right? And he's in Orlando. And the fucking the video footage of Tiger is him, like he's doing the fucking walk, he's doing the fucking penguin walk, he's touching his nose, he's saying the alphabet, and they got a fucking the police have a mic on. So they ask him, they're like, Tiger, where are you going? He's like, I've got a golf tournament in Palm Springs. And the officer says straight out, says, you're in Florida. Palm Springs is in California. And he says out of his mouth, yeah, I've got a golf tournament. It was 3 a.m.
Wow.
So Tiger had hit like the rock bottom.
Yeah.
He's fucked up on drugs.
Yeah.
Driving a vehicle at 3 a.m. thinking he's in California when he's in fucking Florida.
I just left Applebee's.
He just left Applebee's.
Yeah.
Looking for a woman.
Yeah.
So he fell from grace. The fall was hard. But people want to get behind somebody falling and then paying his debt. And then coming up. And that's why everybody loved that whole this weekend because Tiger was a fucking dirt rat. And he was rolling around in the dirt not too long ago. Now he comes out squeaky clean like Andy fucking Dufresne.
Here's how much I know about golf, okay? I went to an establishment and I didn't know it was ESPN. I didn't know anything about what was on the TV. I look and I'm talking to my buddy and Phil Mickelson had just won his... whatever, Masters, right? They're putting the coat on him. And my buddy goes, that's Phil Mickelson. And I go, no shit. And I go, he finally won, huh? He finally got one. And he goes, yeah, no, what do you mean? And I'm like, what does it mean? He got his Masters jacket. And the guy looks at me and he's like, this is from like 30, it's his anniversary of him getting it. I thought that like, in my head, because I don't know about golf, I'm like, I've heard the name and I've seen the face, right? And I'm thinking, wow, it took him that long to get one jacket the whole time. My buddy's like, no, it's like the anniversary of him getting it. That's why you're seeing. I was like, okay, I get it now. So Phil Mickelson wants some stuff. Good for him.
It's Phil Mickelson, but in your mind, it can be Pete Nicholson's cousin.
That's fine.
Pete Davidson.
It's Pete Davidson's brother.
Dude, I got another law for you.
Get it to me.
I got a fucking... Dude, we're doing dumb laws in Maine.
Yeah.
I don't know how credible this is. Like I said, you're looking for facts in this show, turn the fucking channel. Dude, turn the channel if you're looking for fucking facts. Because all I'm doing is looking up dumb laws in Maine.
Hey, Flaves, that PBR hits you or not?
Oh, dude, bad.
You're so smiley right now.
Well, I'm smiling because... this is the first time we've actually done a real podcast.
Yeah.
No, this is the first time we've actually done something without... No, I just think it's fun. And I'm not smiling because... Here's the thing. I love doing those little segments with you.
I know.
They're so funny.
I know.
They're so funny.
When we first talked about doing this, basically he was like, let's do a podcast. I said, I want a variety show where we can do clips. I want to be able to do animations. I want to be able to do interviews with some people.
So like a good marriage, we compromise.
Yeah, so we said, okay. And then this week... just we fucked up some stuff at the beginning of the show. It's okay. We still have them. We still have the interviews. We're going to show them to you. But he was so excited when I said, I think we'll just have to talk. And he was like, yes!
And that's why I think... But, you know...
By the way, real quick, we're going to do this next episode. I said, let's crank out a bunch of these interviews. Let's do the video work a lot because it's about 15 minutes of what they have to say. And then next week, let's just take it easy and do that. So next week...
it's more topics.
Well, Michael Jackson, Bill Cosby.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. R. Kelly.
Weird Beers.
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K.
Sandusky.
Sandusky.
And Kevin Spacey.
Kevin fucking
Those are the guests. Those are the guests next week.
Louis, I want to know one thing. How do you get hard when people aren't looking to fuck? That's what I want to know, Lou. Because my wife's never looking to fuck, and I can't get hard when she's not looking.
Here's another thing. I don't want to go too personal, but like, if it's just a jerking off thing and someone's watching me, sometimes everything's not working, but sometimes I have to warm up, right? Is she warming up and then like still into it, or like as soon as? Gross. I don't want to talk about.
It's weird. Fucking weird. And
it's weird.
We want to call you out and we want to know what the fuck you have to say.
By the way, Louis C.K.'s show was so fucking shitty. I didn't like it.
He sucks.
He sucks.
Louis C.K. First of all, remember one thing I actually hate about him was Dane Cook come to start him, and Louis's like, red flag. He took my joke. It's like, dude,
yeah.
No one took your fucking joke.
The only time I ever think the whole like joke stealing is cool is when motherfucking Joe Rogan called out Carlos Mencia, dude. Just jumped on his stage and like called him out. There's a clip, dude. It's so good.
Really?
Basically, Carlos Mencia for years and years and years just stealing jokes.
From who?
Everyone. And when you rise to that level where they go, oh, they think I'm really funny, you know what I'm saying? Like, it gets to that level, right? So they're like, oh my God, now I gotta put more material in more. And I get it. There's a pressure on you. You might have a writing staff when you get that big, and maybe the writing staff grabs this joke and then kind of switches it. But if you watch, there's just back to back to back to back theft by Carlos Mencia.
Wow.
So one time Joe Rogan goes to a show and he fucking calls him out on stage. They give him the mic. They start physically fucking getting mad at each other. They start verbally getting mad at each other. And basically, I haven't heard of him since. So shout out to Joe Rogan.
Joe, dude, really? Did that happen? I gotta look that up.
It's a whole clip. It's fucking amazing.
Why is Joe Rogan my dad?
Joe Rogan, I think, is America's dad.
And Joe Rogan is America's fucking dad. I mean, and I love his podcast. So, like, when you asked me to do this, you know, a few months ago, all I could think about was, oh, man, if I could just be half the man Joe Rogan is.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. I'll never know the MMA techniques that he knows, but, like, I'll ask somebody if they've ever got high on a spaceship. You know, like, I think I can do at least that part. Like, if the guy from Tesla was on, you know, yes, I would smoke weed with him. I thought that was awesome.
Hey, so should we try to get Tesla on for another episode?
Elon Musk?
Dude, that's
bro,
what
a fucking weird guy that guy is. Innovator, trust me, like a really smart guy, but what do you think Elon Musk goes home and does?
He tries to figure out a way to better the toilet paper.
Let me say this. What do you think, if he has leisure time, what do you think Elon Musk would do? Beyond like just thinking about new innovations, like when he really wants to unwind, what does he do? Other than shoot his flamethrower that he sold around.
I want to say he does something fucking weird, like goes apple picking.
And as he's apple picking, he's just like, there's going to be an invention that will...
There's a better way to get apples off the tree, I know it.
Yes. Everything he does, no matter how menial or small it is, he's got to be like, there's got to be an innovation we can think of. It's got to be able to fix this.
He's always doing that. He's sitting on the toilet taking a shit. He's like,
yeah.
How do I get it out of my colon quicker? Is there a butt vacuum that I can hook up to my bum hole?
He's at Walmart. He's like, well, I need some toothpaste, and then I also need a double XL shirt for something I'm working on.
There's
some sort of conveyor belt system that I can use so that like, in the toothpaste aisle, I can reach above overhead and grab a double XL shirt and then also grab the pork rinds.
Yes. And the chickens. All the while, he's checking Facebook.
No, I feel like he's more of a Twitter guy.
He's
Twittering. I don't have Twitter. Is that a thing?
Dude,
should I Twitter?
You know, I like Twitter for sports. I don't like Twitter for really anything else. It's just people going, yo, dog, fucking, I hate the way barbecue chips smell after I leave the bag open. It's like, what the fuck? I don't care about that. Now, if it was a picture of a barbecue chip bag, like Instagram.
Yeah. Enjoy myself.
I'd be in.
Exactly.
But I see, that's why I love Instagram. It's like flipping through a fucking magazine. It's like flipping through a fucking magazine on your phone. It's like, oh yeah, cool pic. I don't even stop to look at who the fuck posted it. I don't stop to look at who the fuck, you know, I'm just flipping through a goddamn magazine. I love Instagram for that.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
I always think it's funny that Instagram is a little bit more like, here's what I'm looking at. Like, here's a scenic area that I'm looking at a little more. It's like a lot of rock walls and shit and fucking castle and shit.
And it's castle-y.
Traveling and then like a bunch of beach shit. It's seasonal with Instagram. Like right now it's going to be, you know, the springtime, so it's going to be like fields of grass and shit. And then it's going to instantly go right into the beaches. Beach and pop. Here's what I'm sipping on. Here's what I'm floating on. Like, literally, this is the season of here's what I'm floating on.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious. All right, I got to read this one. This is fucking crazy. Like I said, listen, this one hits home because, first of all, I'm married to a Native American woman. I love the Native American culture and people. So this one kind of fucking hits home. I hope the Native Americans watching will think this is funny. Honey, I hope you do.
Not even gonna think this insensitive joke.
This is literally a fucking. It's on dumblaws.com/laws/United States/Maine. It says shotguns are required to be taken to church in the event of a Native American attack.
What? To church?
That is a law.
Not just guns. Not just compact guns.
Shotguns.
Shotguns.
That is the most blatantly fucking racist thing I've really ever fucking seen in my life. And it goes to this, and I want to segue
They're
to this.
They're not your fucking mascot.
I want to segue to this, and I'm not going to claim this for my own because I heard this, and I thought it was fucking hilarious, and I'm not fucking Mencia. I'm not going to steal someone's comedy. I'm just going to give credit to whoever the fuck I heard it from, but it's fucking funny. It's like, this is a law. Shotguns are required to be taken to church in the event of a Native American attack. That's still a fucking law. Do you think that our forefathers, after we broke free from fucking England and fucking settlement Europe, that they thought that fucking 300 years ago we'd still be following the same fucking guidelines and the same laws that are written by them old motherfuckers that barely even had a fucking wheelbarrow? It's time that we write new laws. Can we write new shit? Seriously. There's stuff that exists now that didn't exist 300 fucking years ago. Why are we... you're required to take a shotgun to church in case of a Native American attack. What the fuck is going on?
The placement of that, of the location, I think is what bothers me the most. It's like, do you think that Native Americans... Which, by the way, what year was this written? Because I thought it would be muskets, you know, like a but here's the thing: say Native Americans at that time when they wrote the bill may have been bitter. Okay? Do you think they were like, hey, let's wait till they're at church? Like, what the fuck, dude? Let's attack them at church? What about when you come out of church, motherfucker? Like, hey, not nowhere. What about at your house? And you think you're so vicious and horrible? What, anywhere, any at the market, in the at the corral, like what the fuck? Why is it? Oh, why do you think that was their whole thing? Like, we'll kill them at church. What
the fuck?
Who does that?
I mean, hey, listen, Preacher fucking Robertson always goes over 15 minutes, so we got a little longer to fucking ambush him. Like,
at 2:15, we go into that fucking church. Tomahawks blazing.
It's just fucked up.
That's crazy.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like people. I hate when some... Listen, do I like the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence? Do I like all those things? Sure. But don't you think it's time to amend the amendments? For fuck's sake! It's 2020! I mean... Alright. I digress. I'm just saying.
No,
it's a little fucky, isn't it?
It's weird. I feel like that was only a law, right? To slap the Native Americans in the face because they're
like, seriously.
I feel like once they saw that in the paper, they're like, what the fuck?
It's like, how do we shame these people even more? Seriously. Let's put out a law that says we have to bring our shotguns to church because the Native Americans are fucking savages and will attack us while we're fucking worshiping.
While we're at church.
It's unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
So we're running out of time, big fella. A great show. Listen, I really enjoyed today, and it wasn't because we didn't have all the cool snafus and all the cool little interviews and shit. Liked it because I feel like, you know, you and I like to talk.
We did get to talk tonight.
We got to talk about some things.
I cannot wait to be able to respond individually to each one of these people with the horrible allegations against them. Man.
Listen, Kevin Spacey, if you put out a movie like K-Pax again, two and the Flaves are going to... just blatantly dumb.
Did you see the response? It was so weird, dude. He's did a response in character. I've never seen House of Cards, but I think that's his show.
Yeah.
They basically just, as the House of Cards guy, he responded and was like, Well, you think I did it, right? You do? You think I did it? You think I'd do that? You think I'd come back and I'd have a comeback? It's like, and he's in his kitchen with an apron. It's so fucking, it's so almost Louis C.K. wants to watch you jerk off creepy.
Way to bring it back full circle, baby.
Seriously.
Hit that music, man. We're going to take ourselves out. Yeah.